Well, today, November 3rd, is the feast day of a great saint, Saint Martin de Porres from Lima, Peru. He was born in 1579. He would live to be 60 years of age, dying in 1639. Now, what's interesting about Saint Martin de Porres is that he lived at a time with many other saints in Lima, Peru. You've heard of Saint Rose of Lima. She was a third order Dominican. The Archbishop became a saint, Saint Toribius, and then also you had Blessed John de Macias, a Dominican brother, as well as Saint Francis Solano as well. So it was a time of great saints in Lima, Peru at the time. Now, the chance of this young boy becoming a saint was highly unlikely. He was an illegitimate son of a Spanish nobleman from Lima, and his woman that he never married was either black or Native American. When Martin was born as a young child, he had the dark features of his mother, so he was basically rejected by his father. His father left after the birth of a second child, his sister, so he was abandoned by his father, raised in the slums of Lima. It's amazing how God could raise up a saint in these conditions. He was born in the lowest class of society, without the role model of a father, but he did have a very good and holy mother who provided for his education. And at the age of 12, she sent him off to be an apprentice to work at the barber, who was also a surgeon. So he learned how to cut hair and draw blood. Of course, if he wasn't a very good barber, he'd be doing both at the same time. But he also learned the medical techniques and some medical professions, how to care for wounds and do some basic treatments, which would later help him in taking care of the poor. Well, he felt the calling from God to become a Dominican. He felt he was not worthy to be a priest or a brother, so he just decided to be a lay helper. And so for 9 years, he lived there at the priory, and they gave him odd jobs, taking care of different, the laundry and the dishes and things like that. But they realized that they really had a saint among themselves. He was a man of great prayer. He would spend most of the night in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, do a great deal of penance. He was a great man of charity and humility. And so they allowed him to eventually profess and become a full religious. And he would take care of taking of the poor and the sick, regardless of their race, color, or status. He would have found an orphanages, a couple orphanages. He would also take care of the slaves that were shipped over there from Africa and go out and give daily alms to the poor. On one occasion, the Dominican priory was in danger of closing because of finances, so he said, "I am just a poor mulatto. Sell me, and that will be enough money to save the monastery." Obviously, they didn't sell him, and they were able to raise the money in other ways, but he was willing to offer himself to keep the monastery going. So besides his work in the kitchen, the laundry, and the infirmary, he was a man of great mysticism. Oftentimes, when he would pray, he would actually be lifted up in the air. He would be levitating sometimes when he would pray. Sometimes the light would surround him and fill the room with light when he was praying. He was known to bilocate, similar to Padre Pio, to be two places at once. He also had miraculous knowledge of theology. Sometimes he would bless people and pray for them, and miraculous cures would be brought about. And he had remarkable control over animals as well. Sometimes the other brothers would get upset because of the rats or the mice in the kitchen, and he would tell them, "Let's get out of here." And so he would lead them out to safety. So he had ability to, like St. Francis, a great love and power over animals. He was also a great fundraiser. He helped to raise thousands of dollars for the monastery just by begging, as well as to get dowries for the poor girls so they could enter into good marriages or join the convent. So he called himself the poor slave, and he was known as Martin the Charitable. He died just before his 60th birthday. His pallbearers were bishops and the nobility of Lima, Peru. He was beatified in 1837, canonized in 1962 at the time of the Vatican Council, and declared the patron saint of social work. So those of you who work with Catholic Charities or with these wonderful organizations, Birthright and many other groups, he is your patron saint. So what a great example. This young man who could have become a juvenile delinquent, instead, with God's grace and a saintly mother, became a great saint. So I'll bless you now with the relic of St. Martin de Porres. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Martin de Porres, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.